Welcome and welcome back, everybody, to the OK Grognard Show. Today is Monday, March 18th, 2024, 10 a.m. Central in beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Today we're going to talk about Gary Con 16, which is pending this Thursday. It's coming up this Thursday. It's looming. It's large. It's in charge. It's doing all that stuff. But first, let's give a quick recap and shout out to some of the fun and excitement that happened over the weekend and continues today. I'll be at the game store working, but there is a third day of Founders and Legends today. So if you have tickets to stuff, have a blast while you're there, for sure. It's all taking place at the Grand Geneva. It's maybe 20% the size of a Gary Con, 25 tops, something like that. It's a pretty relaxed environment. It's definitely a bunch of old timers and old schoolers for the most part. There are some youngsters in the house. So, but I played Saturday and I played Sunday. I played 6 hour games of original Dungeons and Dragons with the infamous Diaglo from EN World, Dave Temperato. He's a wonderful guy, and he passed along. You won't be able to see this on the audio version, but here's a die. Elegio 5 is the L because it's the 50 years of adventure game. Elegio 5 refers to the 5 years that a group of DMs have coordinated their events so that they'd be able to play in each other's events. They like to run a lot of first edition and original Dungeons & Dragons, and they are all very, very good at it. The old Rich Franks and Keith Sloan and Dex Briggs, and I think there's 10 or 12 of them, Dave, of course. Mandalorian Man, Rick Craven's in the house, and the Vince himself are both there in the chat. Thank you both for popping in. Good times at Founders and Legends, and next week we're looking forward to Gary Con, starting up on Thursday. Very excited about what's going on with that. I am in a bunch of this year in a bunch of first edition games. Can you believe it? It's like Tiger doesn't change his stripes, right? So Leopard doesn't change his spots. A zebra runs away from both. There's no zebras where there are tigers. I mean, you know, it could happen at a zoo. Anyway, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it very much. I'll be running my own first edition games on Saturday. And, of course, winding down on Sunday with a game of Avalon Hills Civilization, which I'm always excited to play with our buddy John Johnson, who's also a Legio 5 DM. And, well, Legio GM, I should say, DM, because, and I should say GM, maybe I should, because Diaglo runs original D&D, he's not a DM, he's a referee. Keep that in mind. I almost got into a game. Hey, Sarah. Good to see you. I almost got into a game of chainmail for last night, but I came home and grabbed a bite to eat after the day games and didn't have the steam. I knew I had to work all day today, and I didn't want to be lagging and then go into the rest of the week a step behind, so I backed out of the chainmail game, and my apologies to Keith and to Paul and to Kevin and the other folks that were in that game. I hope you got another person. If you didn't, that just meant you got to push more lead around on your own. So, you know, chainmail one-on-one can be just as fun as chainmail three-on-three or four-on-four, whatever the game was. I think it was set up three-on-three. But one less person to argue over what the orders should be for the troops. so you get to make more decisions. Anyway, if you're, I know Sarah just picked up a ticket. Vince, there's news for you. I just found out this morning Sarah was able to glom onto a ticket after not having one from before. So she's going to join us on Saturday, and I think you said Friday too. You're welcome. So Saturday evening, we've got a big first edition game that I'm running, and I like to run it at a level that my current or most recent campaign PCs can jump in if they happen to also be at the convention. And as it happens, Vince and Sarah both will be, so I'm very excited they'll both be able to play. Rick, no D&D for you. I know you play D&D, though, so tell these guys, type real quick and tell them what regular campaign D&D. I think you play 5th edition, if I'm not mistaken. But feel free to shout that out in the chat there, so these other LGG regulars will also know. Yeah, you're all like Geneva Games people. I'll be over there in about 2 hours, so a little less. No, maybe about under an hour, actually. I got to be there early so I can make sure everything's in order, because I wasn't there yesterday, and who knows what was left for me. I will only find out once I get there. Advanced second, mostly. Okay, good to know. We're still stuck on first. We haven't learned the rules well enough to move up to second edition yet. So it's still in the works. We'll be there someday, though. We hope. Everybody likes their own edition the best, I'm sure. Me, it's original plus advanced for me. Started with the original D&D, played a lot of it as the first edition books were released. We added in what we could from them because we didn't get it all at once. They came once a year. First the Monster Manual, then the Player's Handbook, then the DMG. So we weren't getting the full first edition all in one switch, change, do it now kind of situation. It was doled out one core book a year, and you kind of incorporated whatever was in there into the game you were already running. There were some people that were playing basic as well off to the side. There were several basics. I won't get into all that, but we moved from original D&D to first edition, and I played second edition too, Rick, at some point when it came out. I picked up those core books and played it, and it's first edition with some extras, really. A couple of changes, some rule idiosyncrasies for the spells, and some other things. And there's more of it. So there's definitely that going on. But it's all fun. It's all D&D. I've had people jump into games. Sarah jumped into an original D&D game. Vince jumped into original D&D just this weekend after having not played it before. So it was a new thing for him. And I think he knows what we all know if we've played multiple editions, that Sarah says, you should do a show about the evolution differences someday, Mark. Could be interesting. No doubt. There's a lot of shows like that out there, too. And a lot of it would be more opinion than definite differences because, you know, a lot of the rules are easily interpreted multiple ways. So I don't know if there you could ever make like a definitive differences thing without venturing largely into opinion. So maybe I should. Maybe I should just do. And you know, to be honest, as long as it has been since I have played second edition, I would have to do a lot of research to do a quality show. And you know, and I know, that I do no extra work for this show whatsoever. I just pop on, do 10 minutes of show, upload it, and I'm done. It's unedited. It's unfiltered. It is what it is. So, you know, you're talking about doing extra work, Sarah. I don't know that that's something I'm up for, but I'll think about it. It's not a bad idea. There should be a good one out there somewhere. If I find one, maybe I should just talk about other people's ones and link to them. That would be something to do. And speaking of, it's about that time, so I'm going to get going. I'm going to say, hope to see you at GaryCon this coming weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. If you're there on Wednesday, definitely get the lounge Wednesday evening. There's always a sort of meet and greet going on. If you're still doing Founders and Legends today, have at it. Have fun. Have a blast. If you pop in the game store later today, I will see you then. If not, everybody, have a fantastic day, and I will see you all later. This has been the OK Grognard Show. What's the word on that? We're talking about GaryCon. We're from beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Don't forget the show streams live on Twitch each Monday at 10 a.m. Central, and then it's archived on YouTube. Subscribe, follow, thumbs up, comment, all the good stuff. It would be very much appreciated for sure. I want to thank my Patreon supporters, Tom Tellis of Fat Dragon Games, Carlos Leising of Castle Entertainment, Heath Farndon of the Antipodean D20, Dave O'Brien of Four Quacks Games, and, as always, Shane Bradley, DM Extraordinaire. This has been the OK Grognard Show from beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Bye-bye.